I'm here with Steven Stokelbush, aka my dad. So thank you for having this interview with me, and I would like to start it off with, can you tell me who has been the biggest influence in your life?
Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me to this. You're talking about the big influence in my life. It's funny you should say that, because I thought of him today, and that'd be my dad.
Oh, okay, cool. I thought you were going to say me, but that's fine.
You're second.
I'm second? Oh, cool.
My dad is a big influence.
Yes. Yep, cool. And then describe me one of your happiest memories you've had throughout your life, throughout your 60 years.
Happiest
memory. I know my birth is one of the biggest one.
That was the greatest.
That was the greatest, yeah.
The happiest thing that I've had with my family or just me.
Yeah, well, let's go with your family.
Well, no, I guess we're bringing my dad. Some of the happiest moments I had with him were camping and fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember those.
Where?
We'd go up to Eagle River, Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, and we'd tent. We didn't have a lot of money, but we'd camp because it was cheap.
Yeah.
But it was just always a great time. We got to bring our boat up there and had a great time. So my brother, my mom, and my dad.
Cool. What boat did you have?
Ooh, a blue Starcraft 16-foot runabout with a 55-horse Mercury.
Oh, that must have been fun. That must have been really fun.
At that time in the 70s, it was
cutting edge. In the 70s, yep.
Cutting edge.
Yeah. So what did you fish then? When you were up there?
What do we fish?
Yeah, what do you fish for?
We didn't catch any fish.
You didn't catch any fish?
The fish were safe with us.
The fish are safe for you?
Well, we did, but the idea was just, it's not the end game to catch the fish. It was the process and the fun of being out fishing with my dad.
Cool. All right. So I'm pretty much going to go through this. How do you choose my name?
Boy, that's crazy.
Yeah?
I'm not sure. You'd have to talk to your mom. But I know that we liked Garrett. It was different.
Okay.
Believe it or not, my grandfather once said I was Garrett John.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and really, I mean, that was kind of a surprise. We didn't know about his middle name. And when we told them that you're Garrett, my mom liked it. And then we said his middle name is John. She kind of had a epiphany. She was kind of like taken back. So, but you like the name, right?
Garrett? Oh, I love the name. I love the name.
Because Garrett's, I only know one other Garrett, and it's at Brookfield East.
Yeah. I've only really heard of some couple. And those are only like big name people that own like companies that I've heard of, or big baseball players or football players. There's but they're usually last names.
There's Garrett.
I hear a lot more last names
Garrett
of Garrett.
Majors is he was in the press corps for Fox. Yeah. So cool.
And then speaking of mom, since you brought that up, where do you guys meet? How do you guys meet?
First of all, I just want to clarify, mom is the greatest woman in this world. No, just kidding. She is great. You know, we met through friends and, met the friends who said that they were going to have a group of people, and the group of people was myself and your mom, and hit it off.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That's really nice. And then speaking of me, because we're just going to keep this topic going, because
it's your favorite topic.
It's one of my favorite topics. What books did you read to me when I was little?
What books?
Books. Mm-hmm. Not books that I've read, because I don't read much, but I know you read a lot of books to me.
I know.
Out loud.
You remember? Rainbow Fish was one.
Rainbow Fish, that's correct. Love that one.
But the biggest hit of all of them, Hats for Sale.
Hat for Sale.
Right, mm-hmm. Where the monkeys, I think it's Hats for Sale.
Hats for Sale.
Hats for Sale is the name of it.
There's two more. I don't. You'll remember once I say it.
Two more.
Little Tutu.
A Little Toot.
Little Toot, right? Yeah. Because I can keep doing it. Yeah. And the other one is Listen Buddy.
Oh, Listen Buddy with the rabbit that
With the rabbit that didn't listen, and then got eaten by the stew.
Trouble.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Listen Buddy. That was a good one. I can't believe I remember that. That's great.
Silent I remember Bush. Those. When you only heard of four books out of your 18 years of life, you know, that's kind of hard to forget, right? Okay. And this is just questioning. So what do you do for work?
What do I do for work?
Yeah, right now.
I like to think I have a career, not just
a job. Oh, you have a career? You have a career?
Yeah, I own an insurance agency, a property and casualty.
Oh, cool. Cool. And what do you do for that? What does that entail?
That entails selling auto insurance policies, homeowners insurance policies, umbrella policies, workers' comp policies, general liability for businesses,
mm-hmm.
property coverages for businesses. Pretty much everything except health insurance.
Why?
Well, I don't know if you know, but there's a thing called Obamacare, which reduced the amount you could sell for individuals.
Okay.
So that market got changed to a marketplace. So we're not involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's group policies that you can sell, but we like to concentrate on the non-health products.
Makes sense. Makes sense. And did you need a degree for that, or?
You got to be licensed.
Licensed.
In the state of Wisconsin.
So you don't need a degree.
You do not need a degree.
That's crazy. That's
but
crazy.
Helps.
It does help.
Do you think
a degree is useful?
Yeah, because I think the point of a degree or an education is to teach yourself how to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the education, to be educated, you should continue to read and be able to learn. So you've learned how to learn through the education. So when you come up with something new, you should be able to teach yourself or pick it up faster than someone who doesn't have a college education. But you don't have to.
Yeah, awesome. I did not know that. So where did you get your degree then? I'm assuming you went. Did you go to college?
I did go to college.
And where?
I went to Carroll College for 2 years.
So you went to Carroll College for 2 years, the private Carroll College that's like 25 minutes away from us, the one that I'll be attending in the fall.
That's
same Carroll?
But it was Carroll College.
Carroll College.
Carroll
now
university.
It's a university now.
You know, you're going to be smarter if you go there.
I will be. I hope so. But
I went then to, I transferred after 2 years to Madison.
Yeah.
And finished out there.
Did you do the business or no?
Yeah, I went to the business school.
The business school?
Finance degree.
Yeah.
So I'm not in what I wanted to originally.
Like most people, I feel. But yeah. Okay. Cool. How long have you been in insurance? How long have you been working in it?
Boy, my whole life. It's crazy.
And your whole life entails how long?
Well, I'm 60 years old now.
Okay.
Started in the business 23 years old.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, almost 40
years. Almost 40 years. Yeah. That's crazy.
Started out as a... And worked for a company, Acuity Insurance.
Acuity Insurance, yep, I've heard of them.
I worked there for a little bit, and then the business side of it was all right, but I saw that it was more challenging and more rewarding financially
mm-hmm.
to be on the sales side, the agent side. So I went that route.
Yeah. You liked it?
Well, I'm still in it.
You're still in it after 40 years. That's pretty impressive. You didn't crash and burn like other people might do or give up. That's pretty nice. And I know you have three kids, and just maybe I know you'll probably say you don't have favorites, but we all know you do.
Elizabeth's my favorite.
Elizabeth is your favorite?
Yeah, absolute favorite. If okay. I had a choice of all three of you,
in a burning fire, who would you save
would
out of the three
Elizabeth,
of us? Okay, and then
you know I joke. We joke about that all the time. You guys are all great, and I've been very lucky. So
mm-hmm.
No, I don't have a favorite. Though we joke about that.
Okay.
But it's a joke. Just
yeah, you know. It's a joke. But sometimes a joke can go too far. It can go too far.
But you guys have been great.
Mm-hmm.
So appreciate you.
I think the main thing that I'm going at here is that you have so far. Why would you, this is the main thing, why do you choose Brookfield? Because you lived in Appleton, went to Carroll, went back up, went to Madison. So you've kind of been over the state a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you come to Brookfield, Wisconsin? Because you haven't moved since then, right? Or where did you move after college?
Well, your mom and I, we lived in an apartment in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee? Oh, okay.
And then we bought a house here in Brookfield, correct.
Okay.
Well... If this is for your teacher, then I'm going to compliment her a little bit. I was just starting out, and if you would have if I, you guys were, we would have lived in Milwaukee, I would not have sent you to Milwaukee Public Schools. We would have sent you to private schools, mm-hmm. which are very expensive.
Yep.
And if at that time I didn't have money, it would have been real tough.
Yeah.
So I figured if things don't go well, which they have, but if they didn't go well and I was living in Brookfield,
mm-hmm.
at least I would think we'd get a fairly good education.
Yeah, I would say Elmbrook is a pretty good school district overall. Mm-hmm. And then, so where was I born?
Where were you born? You'd be the hospital? I mean, you were the third of the kids. You were the
I'm the third kid. So where was, what hospital was I born in?
I think it's St. Joseph's on Burleigh. That's all you guys were.
All of us?
Yeah, I think it's St. Joseph's in just off Burleigh, Milwaukee.
Yeah. And I know you're really good at remembering things. So do you know all of our birthdays?
Yeah, I mm-hmm. do. But I really don't want to get into it.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's not really pertinent to okay. anything. It doesn't matter when you were born.
Uh-huh. So I know you've had a lot of cool experiences. What's the hardest moment you've had growing up when you were a kid in Appleton, Wisconsin? Hardest moment you've had to deal with while you were a kid in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yeah, you established them from Appleton, Wisconsin. Thank you. Hardest, you know what? I was really lucky. I had a great childhood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a lot, but, you know, my parents were together. My brother and I got along. I don't think there was anything that was really that tough.
Okay.
I was very lucky.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that I can think of that I really had a goofy is like I got a D in math class in one quarter in junior high. And I don't know, for some reason that shook me because I didn't do the work. I deserved that.
Yeah.
And I felt bad, and my dad said, well, if this is the best you've done. And then after the next quarter, I got like a B+, so I was thrilled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that was about, I mean, I can't think of anything.
You can't think
of
anything.
Sports, I mean, it was a real good time.
Sports, what sports did you play?
A basketball, ran track.
Oh, so you're an athlete.
I like to think so.
You like a student athlete?
I don't know about student, but I did play.
Definitely an athlete. Definitely an athlete.
Basketball and track, uh-huh. and a good time.
What were some of your fastest times? In track. What did you run in track?
Well, the 400 meter.
Uh-huh.
Which I ran a 59 second one.
But oh, that's pretty
had,
good.
Yeah. We had, yeah. I think it was 59. I can't remember. But we had a 1600 meter team that went to the state,
mm-hmm.
which was awesome. But no, life was good.
There. What did your dad do?
My dad was called, he was a pattern maker. And they may take patterns and you'd make parts out of them, and then they become metal patterns. I know it's really tough.
I was gonna say.
But you make the pattern, and people can pour mold into the pattern.
Oh, so they were designing it, and
right,
then
they designed the pattern for the tool or the part.
And then they would just pouring the metal in there, and
right.
let it harden over time.
So they built their pattern.
What company was that for?
He worked for Giddings and Lewis.
Okay. Is they still a company or no?
No, they went bankrupt and they went out, they closed. So then my dad worked for Metal Products as a machinist, making parts for machines.
Yep.
For another 20 years.
Oh, cool.
I know, it's like you can say my dad's an insurance agent.
My dad's an insurance
cool.
agent, which is awesome.
Know. They might not
awesome.
Like it, but they'll know.
Yeah, they'll know exactly
know
what it
to
is.
Explain. Cause what's your dad do? He's a pattern maker, and then they like, well,
what the hell's
what
a pattern
that?
Maker? Yeah,
you know, other
he
guys.
He makes patterns.
He's an optometrist. He's a doctor.
When you say it, yeah, you could give a quick answer, but then like, yeah, I know you're saying. I know you're saying. And what did your mom do?
My mom worked at Appleton Mills in these looms, and they made this we called it a felt. I'm from Appleton, which is a paper capital of the world, really. And these paper mills needed this belt. It was like a
yep.
belt they had made out of wool. And a paper pelt would fall on there in the machine. So she worked in these big looms that made the felt.
Yeah. Cool. And you have a sibling?
Yes, it would be Uncle Dave for me.
Uncle Dave for me?
Dave, yes.
Dave? Mm-hmm. Cool. What was the dumbest thing you did as a child?
Well, there's a lot.
Okay. Let's just narrow it down to one.
Dumb thing?
Yeah. Dumb thing, and then we'll ask what's the funniest thing you've done.
Funniest thing, dumb thing. Oh, I think you know this one. I think I've told you this one. I didn't shoplift. But I did something. I was like, I don't know, 6 or something. Maybe 5. I don't know, something or something. And it was at Piggly Wiggly. It was a store. Oh. There's Piggly Wiggly in Brookfield. But it's this Piggly Wiggly. And I saw these, you know, those big candy bars. They're thick. And they're Hershey's and Golden, this thing. And they just look so cool.
Decided.
Yeah. And my mom was with Dave.
Young brother.
Yeah, I was like 3 in another aisle. And I picked up the ball. And I know I didn't have money. I knew my mom would say no. So I just pulled up the thing and took a little edge and bit a little bit of the chocolate's good. Then I put it back down. But unfortunately, the cashier saw me and came running over and then found my mom. And my mom weren't too happy about the thing. So we had to buy the chocolate bar.
So you did get the chocolate bar.
No, I didn't.
You did not. Your mom
No. The family ate it in front of me.
Okay.
I remember I had to take a bath and go to bed early and get grounded. And I remember my dad saying, you know, this wasn't the smartest thing. And my 3-year-old Dave, yeah, this was a stupid thing that he was yelling at me while they're eating the chocolate.
Okay.
So that was a stupid thing. Yeah.
Well, yeah. All right. All right. So what happened when you got in trouble?
What happened when I got in trouble?
Yeah.
Oh,
you didn't get in trouble? You were a pretty good kid?
Yeah. I mean, I've done some stupid things. Yeah,
of course, because you're... Yeah.
But I didn't... I mean, there was nothing that... it was pretty boring. Didn't do drugs. Didn't drink. You know, played sports. Was a jock. Play cards and that.
Oh, jock. That's funny. That's an old term now.
Yeah, now you're athletes.
Now we're athletes. We're student athletes, actually. That's what everyone says. No one says jocks anymore. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a boy. Now I feel dated, so.
You should feel dated. Aren't you a boomer?
Huh?
You're a boomer, aren't you?
I just am the end.
You just at the end? You barely, you just made the cut? Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, so thank you.
So... yeah. So when you were younger, did you, I'm assuming you bike because you couldn't have a car right away when you turned 16. It was still 16 back then, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming you didn't get your driver's license. Did you just bike, walk? Were you able to just go to people's houses pretty quickly? Or did you get to go far?
Yeah, I could walk around in that. But high school, unlike other kids, I did not have a car, unlike you. And I had a bike.
Okay.
Take the bus, grab a ride from somebody going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a combination. Plus, the school, we just got cut off. So we were on the south side. We were on the north side of Appleton. Appleton East was like 8 miles on the south side. So it was a truck. So either the bus, a bike, or a ride from somebody I knew was going to school.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite Christmas gift growing up?
My favorite Christmas gift?
Wow. Yeah, besides you trying to figure out what was inside the Christmas gifts.
That's another topic. I don't want to talk about that. What was my favorite Christmas gift? Believe it or not, the one that pops up to me, you know those hockey... NHL hockey game.
I know hockey. I know what hockey is.
They got the hand game where you play it and you move the guys around.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember getting it. I guess what I thought was it was so realistic that they had all the national teams and the pennants and it looked really cool. I don't know. I think that gift, I don't know why I remember that so vividly, but I guess it was so cool. Like the players had real uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you'd be moved around with the stupid rods and that and played it and they had a stupid puck on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
Yeah. Do you have any regrets?
Any ton of regrets, yeah.
Okay, you start naming them off. Rattle them off to me. Give me some couple.
I regret doing this interview.
Okay.
No. That's just joshing. No. Regrets. I haven't traveled.
You haven't traveled?
Enough.
Enough? Not. Out, just in the United States or outside the United States? Or both?
Anywhere.
Anywhere?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm starting to travel more, but I regret that I haven't traveled more.
Where is the furthest place you have traveled so far?
Well, I went to Europe, Germany.
When was that?
God, that's what? 25 years ago.
What, just beginning of 1990s?
80s. Early 90s.
All
right. 90s. So, I mean, great trip, loved it, but then I haven't had done that.
You haven't gone that. So you've just been in the United States and whatnot?
And then I haven't traveled.
Any cool national parks you would like to go to or anything? I know we've talked about that.
Yeah, I got to go to Yellowstone.
Yellowstone, actually. That's a must.
But it's almost too much. But there's, you know, I just like to camp to get out more, even going out west. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be a national park.
Yeah.
I like to do that more.
So then going off of that, what does your future hold? What are your plans in the next, 20 years? Because then, yeah.
My future?
Your future.
I guess I want to grow my business a little more. So that
more
I can sell
than
it
already is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then sell it.
Sell the whole thing?
Possibly sell it. You know, who knows? Maybe, a son or daughter would like to take it over. That's an option.
Okay. Okay. I think I'm picking up what you're putting down there. Okay. All right.
So but I do want to grow it yet. Like I said, I want to travel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you think of retiring soon?
No.
No, you're not.
I don't see myself retiring.
At all?
No. I mean, this isn't like I'm working in a mine.
I guess. Yeah.
I got guys, I know agents who are like 80 and doing it. So I think it will keep me young, hopefully, and keep my mind sharp.
You think you're young?
No, but or maybe keep me healthy.
Healthy?
And mentally strong.
Oh, talking about health, do you want to talk about your health background at all? Or how you've almost survived everything?
I've had some issues. I've had health issues, but thanks to our fine medical system, I'm still kicking.
Okay. And what's the most important lesson you have learned in life?
The most important lesson, not to quit, not to, things look really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I know you want to just quit and end it, but no, keep plugging. There's another day, the sun's going to come up, there'll be more opportunities, but continue on.
Okay. That's good. And then, and I think that's kind of funny you say that, because I know you've always told the girls, my sisters and I, two rules in life. Number one, if you'd like, I think you know where I'm going with this. You want to explain this? Rule number one, rule number two. Life's not fair, rule number one. What's rule number two?
Don't forget rule number one.
Don't forget it. No. Life's not, or nothing's free.
Yeah, nothing's free. Those are pretty good.
Nothing's free, and life's not fair.
Right. But I should have said also, I feel bad. Can we modify that?
Let's modify.
Because Elizabeth goes, I was kind of depressing about that. And if you just think about that.
I get it, yeah.
But through hard work and persistency, you can
affect make it fair.
Make it fair, mm-hmm. And move forward. I should have emphasize that. I'm sorry about that if I, that came out incorrectly. But I think life is tough and can be challenging. So
yep.
Be aware of it, but don't quit.
So, when you were a kid growing up, what did you see yourself doing or pursuing in life? And what changed?
Well, first of all, to be honest with you, no idea what I wanted to do.
Okay. You didn't want to be like a cop, firefighter?
No, I know. Some people are that. Dennis Doggs was a kid in junior high.
Okay.
And in junior high, he told me he was going to go to the Marines and be a captain and fly helicopters.
Okay.
Guess what he did?
Exactly that.
during the Marine, and was flying a helicopter. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was impressed that a guy could say, thought he knew what he was going to do, said it, and then actually did it. That he knew that specific.
See, I think that's funny you say that, because I feel like every person I've met, that when they're younger, if they bring up anything about the military, a lot of people that say the military actually pursue that, mm-hmm. versus a kid that says, oh, I want to be a doctor, usually doesn't go and become a doctor later on when they're younger. There's or a veterinarian. There's some guys.
They but know that they're going to be from, want to be a doctor.
Or yeah. Something. But like from what I've heard is I feel like I know a lot more people that have said, oh, yeah, I'm going to go into this branch of military from since like yeah, elementary guy, school. And they
not
keep
only
going.
Did he say he's going to go to Marines, he said what he's going to be doing. He's
that's crazy.
Flying these helicopters.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So what is your favorite memory of me? Your amazing and only son.
What's my favorite?
Mm-hmm. I know you've had a lot. So it's very hard to choose from.
Countless
to choose from.
My favorite memory. Yeah, I don't know. There are so many. You know, I'm proud that you became an Eagle Scout.
Oh, that thank took you. A lot I, of work. I appreciate that. A lot of hard work and dedication, and a lot of pushing from you, Mom.
Yeah, I liked how you played soccer here.
Yep.
And but what I liked about this is that you played soccer to about 15.
15, 16. Yeah,
and then and you were just kind of playing golf on the side, but you realized you weren't going to like soccer, so you quit. You pivoted to golf, mm-hmm. and you're doing pretty good.
I'm doing pretty good. You're
really good with it. And I think what I liked is how you part of life is it's like a stream. It goes all over and changes, and you have to adapt to that. So I'm proud to see how you changed that. I like how you're kind of improving your reading. We got to get you more reading more. That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you surprised me that you're going to go to college and at least try it.
I surprised myself, too. Don't worry about that. Trust me.
So those are all many things. Those things are just popping up in my head right now.
I know. This is a lot to take in. Very hard. speaking of golf, what's your favorite course you've ever played?
Well, you know the answer to that. Mm-hmm. What do you think the answer is?
I would like to say Whistling Straits.
You would be correct.
At Kohler.
Whistling Straits, it's
the Straits course.
The Straits course, right? There's two courses.
We played the Irish a couple times, but
the
we played
Irish
the
is not bad
we played the Straits
yeah,
actually.
The Irish
once.
Is more like a traditional course.
Yeah.
The Straits, it's right along the water.
It's beautiful.
You played with it, and it's just a great experience. You have to walk it. You know, you get a caddy, but you have to walk it. You don't have carts on there. You know, they got sheep running around. They didn't have that like you're
in
Scotland.
Yep.
It's beautiful, and you know, you don't have to be, the thing about that place, you don't have to be a golfer. You can just enjoy the view, right? What you say? Let's say mm-hmm. you just were walking with the golfers. You can just enjoy yourself walking.
Mm-hmm. So. And how long have you been playing golf?
Well, I don't really play golf. I do hit a white ball.
So you hit a white ball and you spend hours
just
on grass and trying to find it. Okay.
So I won't call it. But I'm trying to actually be a better golfer.
Okay.
I'm going to take lessons this year. You said that you'd watched me. You thought it was improved
I think you have improved. I think the problem for you now, because you've worked on your accuracy, I think the problem with you now is definitely distance, which kind of gets harder, especially since you're a bigger guy. And
but you know what?
Or a taller guy as well
thing,
as
that's
older.
Why I'm glad you played golf is like,
you'll play
I'm
for the rest of your life,
you,
no matter what age. I know, we've been out and we've gone up with guys that have been like 80 or 90 years old.
Remember
and we're
those
like,
two guys in Florida?
Oh, yeah.
That guy was like 80, 90, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And they were looking really good.
Yeah, now towards the end, he got tired because it was really hot.
But he just stopped. He just sat in the...
But still, you could sit in the cart and watch and talk. So, no, I think that's what I
definitely
love.
Definitely a social aspect. And what's your favorite round you've ever played?
My favorite round specific?
Round. Specifically, your favorite round... Like a favorite shot or a favorite hole.
Like I said, I'm not that detailed. But what I really liked was going with you to like Par 3 Brookfield Hills and play those when you were
when I was little.
Playing and just swinging and
yeah,
like I could pretend like I was actually.
Oh, I remember when I was like those five, six, seven, I like with my little baby clubs and you had your clubs and I thought you were hitting a mile. A mile. And then I realized and then I played soccer and then I started actually playing golf again, what, like 15?
Yeah.
And I actually was hitting it really far. And then I realized
I wasn't a good golfer.
You're not,
I know.
That you were not that good of a golfer, but I thought you hit it a mile.
Yeah. So anyways, I think that was fun. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you know, memories of you. The big one at the golf course at Brookfield when you took the cart, golf cart, and then rolled over my foot.
I do remember driving the golf cart, rolling over your foot.
But you asked.
But I think the best part said, it's okay, Garrett. Next time I'll say go, and then you can step on the pedal. And then you said go the second time.
And then you went.
And I went.
My foot was
still. And your foot was still there.
So I'm not blaming you. That was my fault. But I do remember that. And I thought it was funny. You said go. And I said go. And you did say go. So.
Well, hey, I appreciate Dad doing the interview with me.
It's been great. Now, do I get some kind of money? Is there some money involved in this or not really?
I think we could talk out a cash deal offer.
All right.
Maybe royalty.
Royalties.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye.